during closing arguments. I'm Lee Silasera, Fox News. With the midterms on Tuesday, both sides are pulling out all the stops. President Biden in New Mexico earlier campaigning for Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham, telling the crowd Republicans will take away certain health care protections.
Republican leader Kevin McCarthy, God bless his soul, and his fellow MAGA Republicans say their number one priority. These guys are saying it out loud. They're telling you what they're going to do. Number one priority is deny Medicare the right to negotiate drug prices, which we just passed.
The president is now in San Diego. Former President Trump is in Iowa in support of Senator Chuck Grassley, telling the crowd Republicans are tough on crime.
We're going to make America great again. We first have to make America safe again.
Trump saying under Democrats, the Iowa way of life is under siege. Chuck Grassley is in a tighter than expected race against Democrat Mike Franken. A top election official in Wisconsin fired over accusations of ballot fraud.
A criminal investigation is now underway in Milwaukee, where the city's election commission deputy director, Kimberly Zapata, who's in charge of counting ballots, is now fired after admitting she sought bogus military ballots on a public website and had them sent to a state representative who notified police.
I will not tolerate, and I certainly will not defend, any misrepresentation by a city official involved in elections.
Milwaukee Mayor Cavalier Johnson saying the bogus military ballot request may have been an effort to point out how easy it is to get a military ballot in Wisconsin, though with the appearance of a blatant violation in a process that already lacks trust.
Fox's Jeff Manasso. Paul Pelosi, husband of House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, has been released from the hospital after being attacked by a man with a hammer in their home last week. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
New York State is securing hundreds of millions of dollars in settlement funds from a major drug company over the opioid crisis.
Teva Pharmaceuticals is settling opioid addiction epidemic claims with the state of New York for $523 million. New York's Attorney General Letitia James says the state has now secured more than $2 billion in funds from pharma companies due to charges of misconduct contributing to widespread addiction and death blamed on opioid painkillers. The settlement specifically involves the two counties on New York's Long Island. Teva has been paying more than $4 billion in opioid settlements nationwide. Eben Brown, Fox News.
Family members of Gabby Petito, a 22-year-old woman whose boyfriend admitted to killing her last year, have filed a wrongful death suit against the Moab Police Department, claiming their negligence led to her death. Petito and her boyfriend, 23-year-old Brian Laundrie, were stopped by police officers in Moab, Utah last summer, but they were ultimately not cited for domestic violence after signs of distress and their own statements about physical conflict. Petito's body was later found on the edge of Grand Teton National Park in Wyoming after being strangled. Laundrie was the only person ever identified by law enforcement as a person of interest. He was found dead of a self-inflicted gunshot wound after returning alone to his parents' home in Florida. A new study suggests fewer people would die in crashes with deer if we didn't change the clocks.
About 37,000 fewer deer would die in collisions with drivers each year if the nation remains on standard time all year round. The study in the journal Current Biology also maintains that leaving the clocks alone and cutting the amount of time that rush hour traffic takes place during darkness would prevent 33 human deaths and some 2,000 injuries and save about $1.2 billion in collision costs per year.
Fox's CJ Papa. I'm Lisa Lucera. This is Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, The Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.